Hello, and welcome to Knitting Shop Live, the podcast recorded live and unscripted, obviously, by your favorite knitting gals. We are your host,
Brianna
Kathy,
and Natalie.
and a huge thanks to our listeners for joining us. So today is Monday, March 4th of 2024, and we will be chatting about how we save money by knitting and crocheting for real. So now it's time for you to grab your knitting or your crocheting or a drink or go on that walk and tune in because we're about to get started. It is really good to see you, gals.
Good to see you
Me
too.
too. And only we can see this, but the whole world should see this. Our hands are very busy right now.
Yeah.
So let's do it. Let's start off as we always do with what's on our needles, and I'll go last. How's that?
Okay.
Good.
So this week tonight I am actually crocheting. I'm doing a real bad job at it though. But I am crocheting some of our sample yarns for our yarn tasting that is coming up this week. All new yarns by Barocco or new colors of favorites, and they're pretty nice summer yarns. I'm really enjoying myself.
They're beautiful. They're
Yeah.
beautiful. I am also crocheting today, Brianna, and I am working on the sample for our Toscana bag class. I'm on the base of the bag right now, and it's a really fun pattern. I'm really excited for this class to start on Saturday.
Awesome.
That bag is so good looking. It is
It is.
classic, really classic. So, and I'll do the knitting thing then. I am knitting again this week on my Simply Stripes blanket by Elizabeth Smith. And it has six colors in it. And you do a whole band of six different colors. So I'm on my third band right now. So I'm feeling pretty good.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I'm looking forward to keep work. It's just good chat knitting. It really is.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's move on. Let's jump into the episode topic. So, I'll give a little background on this. This is a rewind of KSL 11, our 11th episode, and it was recorded on September 21st of 2019. So, as we know, that is over 4 years. Actually, it's just about exactly 4.5 years ago that we recorded it. And part of the fun of re-listening to our past episodes, which I guess we could call them our vintage episodes now, is that it's just remembering the moment because we really talk a lot about what was happening in the shop and then hearing the sounds of the shop. So in that episode, you will hear the telephone ring at the knitting shop. You will hear the back door open at the knitting shop. So it's always fun to re-listen to our back episodes. The topic was really fun. We talked about how clever are we that by knitting and crocheting, we save money. So I think it's a good idea. You know, budgets this time of year are on a lot of people's minds. I think we've seen budgets blow up with, the cost of things these days. And I think also as we all approach taxes, we all get a little anxious.
Yeah.
So, and it doesn't even matter if you're getting a refund. It's still like you think about that budget again. So, why don't we just kind of round robin it and I can fill in some of the things from that past episode of what are some of your thoughts? We'll start with Brianna. We'll go around one on one. Like, why do you think you save money when you knit and crochet?
Yeah, every time I think about this, I think about and I think we did talk about this in that episode number 11. That's crazy. But you're making something that you're gonna use for the rest of your life, at least, several years, if not your lifetime, especially when you talk about a sweater, you're investing money into that thing, but at the end of the day, that thing that you make is going to last longer than that store-bought sweater.
Yeah. You know, there was in the episode, I was like amazed hearing this again to that point, because really our handmade, handcrafted garments, knitted, crocheted, even sewing, whatever you make by hand tends to always last longer than the manufactured. There was a woman who was in the knitting shop or had just been into the knitting shop that week. And she was wearing a sweater that had complimented it because it was really pretty. And I learned that her mother had made that for her 50 years ago.
Wow.
50. I was just like stunned hearing that again. And I won't disclose her age, but you got to figure it out. If she's in the knitting shop, she probably is old enough to drive there. So she's at least 16 years old and another 50. So the woman was probably in her late 60s, early 70s, and wearing a sweater her mother had made her 50 years ago.
Yeah.
They last forever, forever.
Yeah. Special.
Yeah. Yeah, that's priceless.
That is so special.
Yeah. How about you, Natalie? How are you saving money by knitting and crocheting?
I think I save money by the opportunity cost of knitting and crocheting. What I mean by that is I save money knitting and crocheting because I'm not doing other things. I don't have more expensive hobbies. I'm not going somewhere every weekend. My hobby isn't going out to dinner every weekend or getting drinks every weekend. It's good to do those things, and it's good to do, you can do all of them at the same time if you want, but I love spending my days sitting at home and working on my projects. And as long as, you know, I am doing that sometimes instead of something else, it can be a very budget friendly activity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's so, so true. I, again, listening to episode 11, I recalled, and I just don't do this anymore because I'm busier. My entertainment is my knitting and my crocheting, and I just enjoy doing it. But before I really got back into that, I would go to like the local newsstand on the weekend and, like, you know, just drop $10 on magazines and kind of flip through them. And, you know, you start to add that up over 52 weeks of the year, and you're like, that was a lot of money that really, I have nothing to show for it. So I'm going to throw one in there that wasn't on our original podcast, and it just hit me this minute, and you inspired this thought, Natalie, because it is, I'm content doing this. I have to say, it is, I save money maybe in therapy or sanity because I knit and crochet. I mean, real life now, Ed and I have just had to do a 20-day isolation. And it's fine and we're well and we're okay. But the first thing that went through my mind was, hey, I got plenty to do. So it really, it is, saves money, I think, on perhaps some of the therapies I might need or help the counseling. It's sanity. It really is soul saving sanity to have these, hobbies that we have.
Yeah, I 100% agree with that. I actually thought about that as well. Today, actually, thank God for knitting and crocheting.
No, it saves our sanity. It really, really does.
And I feel all like right. there is something to, just like, and we've talked about this before, how, like healthy and healing and zen crafting can be, and that is so helpful just for your overall health. Like, you could probably, you know, stay away from the doctor a few extra times in your life if you knit or crochet.
Yeah, or not need as many medications when you
exactly.
leave the doctor's office.
Yeah,
there you go,
whatever they are. But yeah, it definitely, it is, it's the zen, it's the calming, and it does balance the budget on some things there too, I'm sure. So I, you know, I love to pull out a calculator and figure things out sometimes. So speaking of, you know, not spending money, but yet we are spending money because, you know, the materials to make the things that we make, whatever they are, whether it's socks, I mean, I would guess on average, a sock, a pair of socks, the materials for it is going to be $22 to $32. And yeah, we all know you can buy them for a dollar at the dollar store, but there's nothing like hand knit socks. But I calculated this and I had the facts because I do record my projects in Ravelry. I knit Ed a cardigan just a few years ago since retirement, and I used ultra wool chunky and I used 8 balls of it. And the cost of my materials was $104. So it's not cheap. And it, you know, if Ed wanted a cardigan or a hoodie, he probably could have gone and bought one for like almost $40. But that's what it cost. But I also calculated, and it took me 4 months to knit it. And my average knitting is that I sit down just about every night and knit for probably about 90 minutes. It's in my hands while I'm watching a ball game or I'm watching a sitcom or something like that. My hands are busy. So I knit about 90 minutes a night, but I figured it out. And that sweater, the entertainment value of the materials of that sweater, even beyond the satisfaction and the quality and all of that, it's less than $1 a day. And I just have to throw this out there because timely topic. The Phillies just announced this year that they're not having dollar dog night.
Yes.
So
I
know it's so your knitting is actually a better value than dollar dog night at the Phillies. Now it's going to be buy one, get one or two hot dogs for $5. So, you know, the entertainment value of knitting, when you break it down into incremental parts, it's like it costs me $1 a day for some great entertainment. All right.
And great entertainment that you can do anytime, anywhere, in any state, really. That makes me think about like a gym membership. Like people pay $80, $90, $100 a month for a gym membership. So much more expensive to go to the gym per day than it is to knit.
Yes. Is your knitting membership is a crocheting membership is a much better value than the gym. Yeah, it really is. But we do break things down like that sometimes and go, well, it felt like a lot of money, but if I break it down, wow. It's
girl math.
Yeah. I love that girl math.
It's girl math.
There you go. Absolutely. We can make those numbers work, can't we?
We sure can. We always find a way.
Now, this doesn't really have a monetary value to it, but it's a priceless thing. And the other thing about our knitting and our crocheting, and I just like to think about this, and I'm probably not going to say the word correctly, but what we create, because it does last so long, continues on beyond our days here. Yeah. Again, so is the word perpetuum, is that right?
I think so. Perpetuity.
I'm reading a book that keeps using that word a lot. I'm like, I want to use that word in a sentence.
Well, there you go. You just did. That's perfect.
Our knitting lasts into perpetuum, but you know, and there is something pretty special as I'm sitting here right now and looking at a cubby that has a sweater in it that my mother knit for me. So, you know, what we do is priceless, and those stitches, and to have the comfort of a person you love who can't be with you anymore, but you've got the stitches that they made. Wow. It's pretty.
Even if you did want to put that in like monetary value, you've spent the time, energy, and resources into making that thing that's now free for the next generation. You've given them a sweater that they don't have to pay for because it's already made and it's been around for a long time and it was made by somebody that they love.
Yep. It's so true.
Perfect addition to any closet.
Yep, absolutely. And we never know. You know, we used to have knitters and crocheters who would come to the shop, and maybe they were retired and they had some extra time and they were getting to the grandparenthood and starting to get a little older, and they were knitting blankets for the grandchildren that they may never meet. Mm-hmm. And you think about that too, like, you know, like maybe somebody won't be here when they receive that blanket, but you can still say, this is, you know, meet your grandmother. She made this blanket for you, or your grandfather. It could be, you know, whoever, but yeah. Anyway.
Special.
I love that. Very special. Priceless. What else? Anything else you can think of with how we save money by knitting and crocheting?
I think the quality over quantity type conversation is always so great to have. And I think what we do and what we make and just like the kind of appreciation and value it puts in you as a knitter in just how our clothes are made and like what a good sweater feels like, seamless, top down, raglan, like, you know how that's constructed. So I find myself as a knitter going to look at sweaters when I'm going to buy a sweater, and I look at it very differently. I'm looking for how this was put together. I'm looking for the types of things that I know make it more special, that will make it last longer, because the less seams I have, the less weak spots I'm going to have in the fabric, the less likely it is to unravel over time. So I think we just start to think about quality in a different way, not necessarily quality of materials, but quality of process. And I think that it, like, the more you know, right? Like, the more you know, the better you're going to be, like, when you're shopping, the more luck you're going to have. So
that's a really good point, because, you know, let's go out to manufactured clothing. It's, you know, saving money isn't always buying the cheapest thing on the rack. Mm-hmm. It's really finding the value of quality versus price versus fit versus lasting. So I can remember when I was in the corporate world, and some of the clothes I would purchase for my corporate job, you know, I was waiting for my next bonus to come around to get some of those things, but they're still there. I just don't fit in them anymore, but they're still there and they could still be worn. Yeah. Yet you purchased it, it felt like it was breaking the bank, but at the same time, it was the quality, the style, the fit, all that. And again, it's not that the fit of the garment changed, it's the fit of the wearer changed here. So anyway, but you look at things differently, because it's not always that I purchased the least expensive thing. It was I purchased the item that had the best quality, the best value.
Yeah.
All right. Well, okay. So let's move on. Life is full of ways to save money. So if I want to have more money to buy more yarn to make nice things that last forever, where are some of the places in life that we might save some cash? Any ideas?
Cancel your subscriptions.
Yes.
Cancel your subscriptions. Not all of them, but I know, and we had this problem a couple years ago where we, you know, John and I combined our finances, and we both had subscriptions to different things, whether it was streaming services or just, you know, like phone apps, things like that. And some of them even overlapped. Like, we had separate subscriptions to the same thing, and we pared everything down and was able to save so much money. But if there's something that you're not using and you're still paying for, get rid of that thing. Spend it on yarn.
And it's so easy to let those subscriptions just keep going, because most of them are an automated debit, right?
Yes.
If I'm correct. And so they just kind of keep coming out of the account or whatever. But then you have to every once in a while stop and revisit, what do I have? What am I using? And and pare it down. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I have that conversation quite a bit. So, all right, Natalie, do you have something?
I do. Mine is my $5 lattes. This was something I had to break the habit of doing, but I am always amazed at the amount of money I save in a year on coffee.
But do girl math.
It's like $5 a day, 5 days a week at least. There's $25 a week. In a month, that's $100. $100 a month is $1,200 a year. Crazy.
Yep.
But I mean, listen, am I perfect? No. Do I still buy the $5 latte every once in a while? Absolutely, I do. But that was one of the biggest things when I got out of college. I was like, used to just swiping my meal card and getting my latte. It was all part of my meal plan. I never had to really worry about it. But in the real world, it adds up. So that was a big unlock for me.
It's huge. You know, I've got my little soapbox on that whole thought, because I'm always amazed. I'm kind of appalled at the high-end coffee shops that we're putting on college campuses and teaching students to drink, when the reality of it is you go get a job and it gets harder and harder to put that $5 latte out there. Yeah. Fascinating. I think we need to bring back the good old big coffee urn and get your coffee for free.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be great? Yeah. And it costs next to nothing. So here is mine's very similar to yours, Natalie. Mine is pack your lunch. Mm-hmm. I saved a lot of money. And as I was re-listening to the past episode, I told the story, and I remember I bought my lunch every day that I worked in the city. It was just what you did. You were young. It's like getting the $5 latte. You just did that. You went to the food cart. You bumped into people you saw. It was just what you did. Mm-hmm. And when I had my first job out in the suburbs in a big corporate park, I said to my boss, "Where do you get lunch?" And she said, "You pack it." I'm like, "What?" But you know, she then reminded me that by packing my lunch, and I did this today, I figured, I looked, okay, if I got purchased for lunch from my local pizza shop, a tuna fish sandwich, and a bag of chips, that's it. I'm not even getting a soda. The cost of that meal was a little tip because we all put, you know, it's deserved a dollar or two in the tip jar. That's $12 a day. Times five is $60. Times 52 weeks is $3,120. So, Natalie, between your latte habit and my buying lunch habit, we're talking $5,000.
A year. I know
Yeah.
it's crazy. We actually have a system at work. So like if you order lunch, and I find that like my if you're ordering lunch at work nowadays, it's like $20.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Crazy for delivery and everything. So I have this system at work where you place orders and it kind of like will condense everyone in the company's order so that like they can just bring one delivery of food to the office. But they tell you how much you've spent over the lifetime of your account, and it's very jarring.
Oh gosh, I bet.
That's crazy. That's a little scary, but yeah, it is totally pack your lunch. So, in fact, Ed and I today we had our little adventure. We did a picnic in Princeton, and I packed a picnic lunch. We spent $2 because neither one of us remembered to bring an extra water bottle, so we had to get two bottles of water. We had a great day of adventure and picnic, and our expense was $2 for water and $5 for parking. So yeah, those little things. Yeah, it was fun, totally fun. So you know, here's something else too. And Brianna, you mentioned this in the past episode that we're speaking of, thrifting and the whole hand-me-down and the seconds. And I know we've mentioned this a lot lately, but it takes me to the whole buy nothing place now for
Yes.
some of the things that you might go. I need a standing desk. Let me start looking to see if somebody puts a standing desk out there on buy nothing, because it doesn't have to be great. It just has to be something that will function. So, yep.
Yeah, exactly. I love thrift stores, and the whole buy nothing thing has opened up my universe. That's like the best thing Facebook ever did, I think.
Really cool. It's very cool. I'm kind of on the edge of it, like watching it more so from, again, my neighbor across the street who does it, but it's so fun to watch how the things move. And you she'll put her things on her front porch if she's not going to be home, and to watch cars pull up and they know exactly where it is. And you know that something that was put out there, somebody else can use, and it's great. So
Yeah,
yeah,
and it's going to your neighbor. Like it's in your local community. It's fantastic.
Very cool. Very cool.
I just learned this really neat trick from somebody yesterday, actually. She told me that whenever she uses cash, which I know isn't very often for a lot of people anymore, she tries to get a $5 bill or change, like as part of her change. And she puts the $5 bill somewhere else. So she never spends the $5 bills, but if she gets it in change, she puts it away. And then that is like her extra spending money. If she's like saving up for something, it's those Christmas gift monies. Like you could totally do that with any quantity of dollar bill or coin. I know a lot of people that do that with quarters. Like they'll put their quarters aside, and then at the end of the year, you know, they have all this money in quarters. But if you do it with, you know, a dollar bill or a $5 bill, imagine how much money that could be at the end of a year.
Yeah, and
A lot.
if you just put that five aside at the moment, you don't miss it as much as you think you're going to.
Exactly. It's a lot different than like putting aside a 20.
Yeah, definitely. Five is a nice number. So I've been doing this because I learned that, you know, to cash coins, now that we didn't have a bank account that included free ca coin cashing, it's pretty expensive to cash your coins. And they're also very heavy to drag into the store to get them count it. Anyway, and I started this really too because of my nephews when they were at college. I every week sent them a little envelope with a little note in it and four $1 bills. It was always four $1 bills. And I had to get in the habit of trying to have eight $1 bills every Monday to send the boys their notes because there's two of them there was. Anyway, and I did that by spending my change. So every time, and I still do it, when I go out, I always take four pennies, three nickels, four dimes, and a quarter. And that coin combination tends to work so that when I'm paying for something, if it's $11.17, I will give them the 17 cents. So
Yeah.
that if I change, I'm getting bills back and not coins back. And it's right there now, Brianna. It would be there with, like, if I got a five, save a five, or I save the ones.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's
That's
something
a
about
great
that.
idea.
So, here's a funny one. So, today, I'd had to stop to use a restroom. The whole world needs to know that right now. And he came out and he asked me if I had a quarter. I'm like, what? Like, do they have pay toilets? Anyway, I did because I had the coins in my pocket. I always have change. So I gave him the quarter. He comes outside and meets me. I'm like, what was that all about? He said, he got a bag of M&Ms and they cost $2.25 on the vending machine. And he had two $1 bills, but he needed my quarter. So anyway,
There you go.
always put coins in your pocket, ladies.
That is a great public service announcement.
There you go, isn't it? Yeah. More than anybody really needs to know. All right. Well, I think we've run through a lot of information here.
Yeah.
So we know how to save money. We know how our knitting and crocheting saves money. And at the same time, we know how to save money in our personal budget so that we can buy more yarn and we can take more classes. How's that?
Love
Well,
that.
that's what it's all about. Save the world. All right, let's do it. Let's shout out our favorite things for the week. Brianna, what about you?
My favorite thing this week has been just candles in general. I got this really nice candle set from my mother-in-law for Christmas, and I just broke one open, and I know our listeners can't see this, but it's like a little tin that came with a lid. And the tins are so beautiful. I can't wait until like the candle, well, the candle smells great, but when the candle's gone, I can't wait to use this tin for something else. But also, if anyone has a Hallmark near them, they have their own candles that they sell. And oh my gosh, they are spectacular. Their scents are amazing. They're like so springy, on the verge of summery. If anybody's looking for candles, they're the big ones. They're like double the size of a regular candle that you would find. And well, at least the Hallmark that I went to nearby me, they were on sale today. So candles is where it's at this week.
Very cool. That candle looked really pretty when you held it up, too. All right, Natalie, what's your favorite thing this week?
Mine is the grill. We busted out our grill this week. It was very nice yesterday. And my in-laws came over, my parents were here. And we had a little barbecue in the backyard, and it was so nice. So I am all about the grill, and I cannot wait for grill season. It's gonna be so good.
Oh,
It
nice. Started. Oh, my
Yeah,
gosh.
it really has started.
Our neighbors had the fire pit going last night out back, and I said, come look. It was just so fun to see the life of outside coming back again, you know,
Yeah.
cooking outside and visiting outside and all of that. Okay, and my favorite thing this week is my Igloo picnic cooler, which I did pack and take it on our little Princeton picnic today. And I just love that thing. I just love the fact that I've got my food right there with me. I know what I'm having for lunch and we make it fun. So I love my Igloo picnic cooler. All
Nice.
right. Dinner. Let's chat dinner.
Oh, I am not really sure what's for dinner. I'm gonna go downstairs and find out when we're done recording.
That's fun though.
Dinner
Surprise,
surprise.
dinner.
Surprise. It would be Salad Sunday, right? Brianna, wasn't that last week's conversation?
Yeah.
Just open the refrigerator and
Yeah,
everything.
Monday's all the stuff that we need to eat still. Although the stuff in my fridge right now, I have to be honest, is very old. It's like 2 weeks old and it's more far gone than I would eat. So it's time to like restart. So I really don't know what I'm eating for dinner. No idea.
All right, Natalie.
We're leftover city over here tonight. So we have some leftover food that we made over the weekend. It's like a quinoa feta veggie bake with some chicken in there. It's like one of my, have you guys seen like the viral pasta where you do a block of feta with your tomatoes and you pop it in the oven with some oil and it like gets really nice and then you toss in your pasta.
Yeah.
Same idea, just a bunch of roasted veggies, and then I add quinoa at the end, and it's like a nice little dish. So that's what we're having for dinner tonight.
That sounds great. Nice and light.
Yeah, very light, and it's also a great fridge clean out if you have a bunch of produce that's about to go bad. Highly recommend. Chop it all up, throw it in there, call it a day.
There you go. There you go. All right. And so for us, we had homemade chicken salad tonight, which Ed made yesterday, and it was actually very good. We don't usually make our own chicken salad, but we had the ingredients and he made it and it was really good. And then speaking of using up leftover produce, I happened to have some celery and carrots. So that was our side, was celery and carrots.
Nice. You guys are doing much better than I am tonight.
Don't
I'm
know.
kind of
Know
hungry.
yet, Brianna. Watch, you'll go downstairs and there'll be like a kick-ass meal for you.
Oh, I'm not sure about that. I know how much food we have in the house, and it's not a lot.
Josh
It'll be good.
down there right now going, I
I would be happy if it was grilled cheese, though. I'm just gonna put that into the
don't
universe.
know. Yeah, do put that into the universe. It sounds lovely.
What is it about grilled cheese? And we just ran out of cheese today on our sandwiches that we packed to take. And I thought, oh my God, how do you live in a house that doesn't have cheese for grilled cheese? But that's always a goodie. All right. So, news. What's some news, ladies?
I think the biggest news for Roots, at least, is our May through August calendar is going to be released on March 30th. So classes will be open for enrollment starting March 30th, and all of those classes will be starting May all the way through August. Natalie and I just got done talking about the calendar in general. There's a lot happening, but we have some really exciting new things on the calendar for next time, some new types of classes and new classes in general, and some summer favorites too. So we're gearing up for that. So just keep an eye out in your email for announcements coming soon.
Fun stuff.
All right. And can I just put this right out there now?
Yeah.
As the new class calendar is coming and we can do classes on Zoom, I just think that a class on Zoom, you have the best seat in the house. I'm just gonna say that right now. So I hope our listeners save themselves a seat. So all right. And then with that said, our news here for KSL is we're gonna pause for 1 week. Can I tell the world why we're pausing, Natalie? Or should I?
Sure.
Okay. We're gonna pause for a week because next week would be Natalie's birthday, is Natalie's birthday. So happy birthday, Natalie.
Thank you.
Yay. Cool. And we will miss you for a week, but we'll be back on the 18th. And our topic on the 18th, I don't remember what it is. So it'll be a surprise. But
Love it.
yeah, all right. So I think we've covered everything. Let's wrap it up. So we wonder, are you listening? Please add a review to where you listen to KSL. Share us on Facebook and Instagram. Let the world know that you're listening and that we are making a difference. We'd love to hear from you and we invite you to join us as a guest on a future podcast. You know there is no work involved. So please email Kathy or Brianna and Natalie if you would like to join us. And our email addresses are in the show notes. So hopefully you finished your project, your drink, your walk, or all of that because it's time for us to bind off. Thank you for listening.